This tonight, this is
wow.
The Meraglim. How could they make the mistake that they made? What happened? How could so much go wrong for such good people? So we're going to try to figure some of it out, just a little bit. Boy, oh boy. We're ahead of the rest of the Jewish people of the world. They're in Golis. They're holding Baha'u'llah. So they're still trying to light the candles. They're still trying to light those candles. What can you do? Yeah. All right. We're going to study from the Sfas Emes, Parsha Shlach. This is Shnas Tof Reish Lamed Ches. Tof Reish Lamed Ches, middle of the paragraphs of the year. Here on this page, right hand side, the paragraph begins the Pasuk. So he's quoting the Pasuk in Simen Yudalud, Pasuk Tes. Kolei ben Yehoshua say to Am Yisrael, all of the people, Tayim Ha'aretz Ma'od Ma'od, Chafetz Bar Hashem, the Havia Senelot Zazos, and the Son alone, Kish Baruch Hu, surely he's going to take us there if he has the desire for us and for our sake. And then Pasuk Tes reads, Ach B'Hashem, Al Tim Rodu, but do not rebel against Hashem. And as far as what the other 10 Meraglim have said, V'atem Al Tim Ru Es Am Ha'aretz, don't fear the people who are living in the land, the Canaanites and the other nations. Ki lachmeinu hein. They're our bread. We'll swallow them like, you know, a whole bagel. Now, that expression really means expression. There's a lot of ways to say I can easily, handily defeat my enemy without saying I'm going to eat him up. And if you eat him up, why does he just have to be bread? Once you eat him, might as well make up something, you know. Let it be a steak dinner.
The vernacular is a little bit like toast.
Yeah, that's right. Very good. So why refer to them as toast? What's the point of calling them lachmenuhim? And then sword silum me'aleihim. Their protector is no longer with them. It's called silum. But particularly, you'll begin with why talk about them as lachmenuhim? What does this all mean? Now, in introducing the idea of the Sfas Emes, we have to know that in the Likutei Torah, in one of the most original interpretations of the story of the Meraglim, the Balat Hanya teaches us. He says on the pasuk where the Meraglim says that it's an Eretz Ocheles Yoshveh, a land that devours people who live on that. It means that the Bnei Yisrael are now in the Midbar like Malachim. And what they're consuming doesn't even come from the land. They're eating mud. They're eichling mud. They could just as well be in heaven. Now you're going to put them here on earth. Can they bring kedusha into their lives with sufficiency to match what they clearly have to be, who they have to be? Look at the way they are in the midbar. Can they maintain that level if they're going to live arutzius, material, land, earth-based life? You know, I remember once, it was terrible, a driver who was going to Hasna, the guy said, we hired a bus with the driver, and he got into a little, whatever, a small difference of opinion with the truck next to him. And he had a few choice words for him, and he called him, what a farmer! You know, because that was his way, he's a truck driver, a bus driver, but I guess on the totem pole, you can say something about a farmer, Keilu, as if the farmer is even more a disrespected place and level and station in life, which is not true, totally not true. But the Meraglim are saying, what are we going to be, farmers? Sheep herders? And that's how we're going to serve God? Clearly we're going to fall spiritually. And then, more profoundly, if we get so involved in being producers from the land, will we produce and eat the land, or will the land eat us up? Meaning, will we be lost to the pursuit of parnasa and the pursuit of an earthly existence in all of its manifestations and in each of the chapters in our lives? Is that what we're going to get so involved that literally, right? Are we going to be eaten alive by the involvement in the mundane world in that land called Eretz Yisrael? Because it's an Eretz, I tell this to Yisrael. The Yismach Yisrael, Yisrael Alexander, He said that that's what they were all worried about. That, you know, there's a sitra'acha, there's a yetzer hara. And there's very little yetzer hara in the midbar. It's a relatively safe place. There aren't too many distractions. There aren't too many things that can, you know, railroad you in the wrong direction in the midbar. But if you're living in the land that flows with milk and honey, who knows where you'll end up? And will we be able to rise up to the challenge of that kind of a life? And when it says in the pasuk that the Rabbim says, "Ki chazaku mimenu," because I'll say, "Chazaku mimenu" means they're even stronger than the Almighty. Mimenu doesn't mean us, but in that interpretation, it means that they're stronger than God. Not really. Says the Yitzchak Shal, "Chazaku mimenu" means the strength of the Yetzer Hara and the power. If we lack Yirat Shemayim, is mimenu. Everything is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, except for Yirat Shemayim. Hakol b'nei Shemayim, chutz v'yirat Shemayim. That's what they mean when they say Chazaku mimenu. Chazaku mimenu means that there's a dimension. Hakol b'nei Shemayim, chutz v'yirat Shemayim. And then, to quote him, he says, V'lozeh ha-bechira b'yadeinu. That's now all up to us. Umi yachal la'amod asma. Who can be strong enough? Can we be so self-assured and confident that we're up to the challenges of living truly noble, holy lives in the mundane world as mundane farmers in a society of people who go to work and bring home their daily bread and do it the way all other people similarly do it and not become like them? And of course the answer is now, kilachmenu hei. Let's see it inside. In the Sefer, the prophet, Al Tiru es Amhar. Don't fear the people and living like they do in that land. Kilachmenu hei. That's our lesson. That's how we're supposed to. That's how we're supposed to. And he explains, Ki kiyum nafshos b'nei Yisrael ba'olam hazeh. The fact that we are challenged to live in this world in mundane lives and pursue our parnasa the way we have to, and have the challenges of that and the challenges of raising our children and living in good neighborly ways with each other and having a fairness and a decency all about us as we live with one another in a society and building a just society. Yes, that's all challenging. And there's the Yetzer Hara that always says, let's not be so nice, let's be mean, let's be corrupt, let's not be so honest. There's the Yetzer Hara that says, well, maybe I'll gain advantage over some of my competition, and I'll do that in a way that's maybe questionable, maybe not. I mean, I'm learning, I'm having my stardom, but when it comes to my business, I pursue it in a particularly aggressive way. That's the rationalization of the Yetzer Hara. Of course, that's a big challenge, says the Pasuk. But that's exactly what we're supposed to be doing. That's exactly what keeps us alive in this world. Ki lachmeinu hei. Kiyum nafshes b'nei Yisrael ba'olam hazeh. That we are in this world is only for that reason. Rak al yedei ha-hester shiyesh ba'olam. The absence of godliness in things that we are supposed to defy. I defy the absence of holiness in the workplace. I make it holy. I defy the absence of holiness in being a farmer. I make it holy. With the goodness and the honesty and the bitachon in Hashem and all of the mitzvot atuyos baretz, bishkazaktem ulakachtem b'pri haaretz. You know what that was supposed to be? The Mefarshim say the first time that someone takes bikur, that was bikurim for Am Yisrael in the history of Am Yisrael's arrival to the Peiros Haaretz. Moshe Rabbeinu says bishkazaktem ulakachtem. That's why it was you made bikur yadavim, because when they would have taken with the right kavana, it would have been bikur. There are ways through which we can succeed. And the challenging aspects of it, that's exactly how it's supposed to be. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And if there would be no challenges, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have a purpose in this. Our purpose is to combat the Yetzer Hara. That is exactly why we're here. Ever since Nachash proffered Zoma on Adam and Chava, Am Yisrael's job is clean it up. How do you clean it up? I got that Zoma. I cleanse myself of it every day. That's our mission. And if we would not have that mission, we wouldn't be here. And that's what he means when he says, kilachmenu hei. That's what we're for. It's our bread and butter. And fighting the battles that you're all worried about and thinking that we're not going to be able to be masters of the Yetzer Hara, that's what we're here for. You know, when it says man was created, it says Vayitzer, with two yud, which means from the moment of our creation, we are created with that Yetzer Hara, and our purpose is to defeat that Yetzer Hara. That's what we're here. Al-Yedei-Zeh, Yesh-Lehem Kiyum Ha'olam Hazeh. That's what we're here for. You know, in the Likutin, in Parshas Matos, he quotes his, he says, Shemat Mipet Kodesh, Moir Rizikhnizah, his grandfather, Kedusharim, Chesed Hu Me Hashem. He says there in Gulim and Mapis, it's the chesed of Hashem that we have challenges that we do every day. If we could just handily defeat the Yetzer Hara, our purpose would be obviated. What are we here for? We're going to end up in Olam Haba very quickly. The whole point in life is another day, another battle, another win. Partial win, but another win. I've defeated the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara told me, oh, he's staying in bed today. Go to a later meeting. Say Krishna, Yechidus, and then you'll daven Shmaras for later, you know, Barabi, whatever. Yechidus Hara told me this, Yechidus Hara told me that. This is enjoyable. Take off a couple of hours. This is fun. Distracted. You know what? Bad zone. Aveira, on and on and on and on. All of the excuses and all of the insinuations of the Yechidus Hara into our lives, and we do battle with that Yechidus Hara. That's what we're here for. Ki Iker, we don't really belong here. Of course we belong in the Olam HaElyon. When the Jew has done all that which he has supposed to be, you know, everything he has supposed to be doing, he has done it. All of the tikkunim that he, in his lifetime, was destined to be mitaken, to quote the Hellas. That's it. Then we leave this world. Where do we go to? Olam Hai. We go to the world where we belong. We go to Olam Haba. This is temporary. But how do we get to that other world? Only by virtue of doing the tikkunim that we, and we only us, only Klal Yisrael, and only individually. Everybody's tikkun is unique. I know two people in Klal Yisrael whose tikkun is exactly the same as somebody else's. Everybody's got their own pekel in life, right? We also each have our own Yetzer Hara. And everybody has to make. But that's what we're here for. So don't shy away or get so fearful as to believe we can't meet up with success. Of course we're going to have success. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't set us up for failure. Lachmeinuhem, that's our bread and butter. That's what's keeping us alive. What do you think? We're intended to be in the Midbar forever? Of course not. Lachmeinuhem, being like other people on the surface, but actually being holy people as we do with other people do. A physician who practices with nobility, a yid, holy practice. An accountant? Holy practice. A builder? A farmer? It's all kadosh, what you're doing. And then coming home and raising a family, and how that family is raised, and how the children and grandchildren are imbued by their parents, that's all kadosh. Nimsa, let's continue. She'en la'adam lim'ois b'roi ha'yegios. We should not reject all the very great challenges and efforts we have to make. She'ayobrit alav bo'olam hazeh. All of that which Olam Hazeh puts up as a challenge, and there's a lot every day, we should embrace it because that's what we're here for. And then he says, "Dukein zeh shamati mipikach alishel mei rizik nizal," like we quoted later in Shnat Tov Reish Mem of Pasha Shlach, Divyamachul Bepasuk. He quotes a Yerushalmi, very well known Yerushalmi, to explain why the Torah used the words, and why Yehoshua and Kalev uses the words, Kilat Meinuhem. That's our bread. So first of all, we just said, because that's what we subsist upon. We subsist on those Zuchuyos of doing the right thing in spite of all the challenges. And that's what we're here for. If we're not going to do that, or if we can't, Kalila, then there's no reason for Hashem to have us in Olam Hazeh. We will be all taken. That's what we're here for. And then in Tafrei Shemem, he quotes the famous Rishon, Manda Okul Delav Delay. If you have your basic sustenance from somebody else, bohis listakubi ba'afe, you can't look in his face. It's called na'amod b'ki, bread that only causes you to have shame. Yeah, it might fill your belly. But how do you feel about yourself when everything is a freebie that you haven't earned coming from someone else, and not necessarily for right reasons or goodwill or even goodwill? Man, the also the love delay, bohis listakubi ba'afe. You can't look at the guy's face. You're turned away in shame. Lochain. Again, now I'm quoting from Sassan, that's the Tafesh Mem. Lochain, also Hashem Yisbarak, she uses Kubinei Yisrael, but Koyach Ba'aseh. We're going to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Elam Haba because of what we've done, by virtue of how we've earned our place with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nikra lachameinu. That's why it's our breath. Ki lachameinu. Hey, the emphasis now in that tough Reish Mem of the Sfatemes is lachameinu. Hey, it'll be bread that we deserve. You know what we're having in the Midbar? Man, do we deserve the miracle of man? And we know, well, no, actually, it's because of Meshach Rabbeinu. And Ve'er Miriam. Miriam. I'm not even Aaron. But that's not the way it's supposed to be. That's temporarily the ecstasy. The temporary exigencies and necessities of being in the Midbar. But lachmeinu hen. We're going to earn in our way into Olam Haba. And it won't be Nahamu B'Kisufa. It won't be the bread that someone gives you that you have to, you know, sneak into your mouth and feel embarrassed to be taking. You don't want to be taking, you want to be earning it. We're going to go into Eretz Yisrael and live a life in which we're going to earn our place before we're punished. And now let's see what he says as the pasuk continues. Sar Tzilam, their protectors are gone. Their Zuchuyos are gone. There's nothing to protect them. Don't worry about them. Here the Satana says it continues to be a discussion about the fear, Sitra Achra, of the Yetzirah. V'sar Tzilam, ki kol kayach Sitra Achra hu rak dinyan. You know what the truth is? Truth is that the Sitra Achra, the Yetzirah, is not really giving you a picture of what's true, of what's genuine. It's always something that, how do we say in the modern era, created by Madison Avenue. In America, there's this whole industry of advertising. And apparently they used to be based in New York and Madison Avenue. So that's what they're called. Madison Avenue, meaning it's not real, it's a facade. It's meant to sell, and it succeeds. But it's not real. And that's why so much of America is, you know, fractious with things. With things, things became important. Material things blinded man from understanding what will really make life meaningful. So you hold up something and say, you need, you want this, and it's going to do something for you. It's going to make you happy. That is the ultimate lie. It's not true. Let alone that whatever it is being misrepresented. You have to have laws, TIA, truth in advertising. But aside from that, the Yetzirah is going at us constantly this way and making it all look like it's so appealing. This you need. If you're part of this group, if you get onto that trip, if you have that vacation, if you drive such a car, whatever. You can fill in the blanks any way you want. That's all the Yetzirah is telling you what it is that's going to make you happy and will not. It's all a shadow. It's not real. The real light of the sun is being occluded, being blocked by something, and it's casting a shadow that you think is real. And that's what you're chasing? What's it called? What is it called? Shadow box. It's a dimya. Kimo hatzel, shein ben mamish. V'lochein, therefore, mishe yafa kerke legeshes la milkama karoi, you who have Torah. Torah Talmud that teaches how to approach this battle and win. Roya kihu lakzel. You'll see that it's just a shadow. It's not real. There was a great rebbe. First he was in Chicago. He had, Rabbi Wein was one of his Talmidim. And then he was famously in Yeshiva Philadelphia for many, many years. But Mendel Kaplan. And one of the things he used to say about life, I'll say it first in Yiddish, the leaven of life, it's just like gummy. It's like chewing gum. Ersh Shavis Lutan, in the beginning a little flavor, Nuchdem Kai Kai Kai. Little flavor in the beginning and after that, chew. And you keep chewing, hoping that, yep, you know, I squeeze out a little more flavor. It's not there. If you're smart enough, what? Why? Why? You should have it. We all have to know. That's the answer. Life is, if you do it as Madison Avenue have us live, that'll be a little flavor. The rest of it will be chew, chew, chew. So he says, that's the mistake of the Meraglim. They should have led Am Yisrael. They should have told the Jewish people, we are Mishneir. We're great people. We have a Torah. We have a God. We know how to defeat the Yetzer Hara. Don't worry about it. We're going to be living holy lives in this life. And the Arutzios is not going to defeat us. And Svatemus continues and he says, V'hinei, Ragnar Hoya, Mashallah, Yichniu Atzmav, Yehoshua, Kalev. When they saw that Yehoshua and Kalev said these words, these words were said by both Yehoshua and Kalev, and said, we can do this. Not only we are strong enough and trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu vis-a-vis the material enemy, the military might of those Canaanites is nothing compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But more importantly, the vitality of a Torah Yid can stand up to these challenges. We know how many Yidden there were. There were great Yidden who stood up to the most difficult challenges in the most difficult times. Whether it's about a kashrut or a Shabbos issue, an honesty of business issue.
Is it easy?
Not necessarily. But look at Caleb and Yehoshua and follow them. Kibadei ha'yin nistaria in Gaza. Tremendous nistaria. To see what they saw and then report, like Yehoshua and Caleb. Avokev and Shiro Shehen Gavru Zahahester. They see that Yehoshua and Caleb, with all fervor, believe that they saw the possibilities of a holy life for Am Yisrael in Eretz, and that Hester, the absence of Kedusha that threatens, can be easily defeated. And if they don't think it's easy, but Yehoshua and Kalev can show the way, follow them. The Amru, they said, Sarat Silom. It's all just imaginary. Another mushroom, by the way, the rest of them once said, you know what? The Yekhar is big, tall man, a giant of a man, a huge hand. And in this, he's holding something precious and mighty. He says, who wants something special? Who wants? He's running away from you. You follow him. You chase him and chase him and chase him. And at the end of life, he opens up his hand, and guess what? There's nothing. It's all shadow. It's not real. And when they saw that Yehoshua and Caleb had what it takes to lead the Jewish people wisely, and to tell them, so tell them, what are you worried about? We've got this. Hayohem his Kazek and Mohavim, they should have fortified themselves first, these other Meragim. Ulahavim Kiyat Tzedekitam, you know they're right. They are right. This can be done. We can do this. We're going to go and live holy lives. That's what conquering the land really means. Conquering the Arsius of Eretz. And it's not going to be an Eretz Achelis Yeshvah. We will eat what comes from the land. We're not going to be devoured up by the land and by living there. The Haim, Yechizikul B'Debrayim Rishayim. But they remain stubbornly where they had said that no, it's too daunting a task. They retained that opinion. They remained just there. L'chein Netanshut. That's why they were fun. And that's when this concludes. Ukim Weichem. Tzarech kol echad l'hizchadek. We all have to strengthen us. U'lahamin and believe ki hu rak tzer. That all of the challenges and the little voices we hear and those lesser and not so noble thoughts that come to mind, they're really misrepresenting what's good for us, what's best for us, what the world is for, what life is. And how can you do that? How do you come to realize that? You know, there are so many stories told about tzaddikim and the rebbes and Rosh Yeshiva. The great Mashgiach of Chatzkel Levinstein once said, he heard a story about one of the great Gedolim, and he very adamantly said, you think it was easy for him? Do you know how much work he put in to become that great man? That's what we should learn. We learn not just from the surface of, I see this tzaddik, this, how he governs, how he behaves, how he is nudging in so many different wonderful ways, and he's better than Machaveiro. You think he was born that way? How foolish, said Uchaska. He worked on himself. He made himself into a great person. He learned and thought about it, and had a Yetzirah, and defeated that Yetzirah, and made himself into a noble, beautiful gift. Learn from him. If you have a munah and realize that what that tzaddik represents is something that's possible for all of us, then we attach ourselves to their good deeds. That's what attaching to tzaddik is all about. It's not about, well, he's the tzaddik, I'm his chassid, I'm his student, so I get the credit along with him. I'm riding on his coattails. No. It's functional if we learn that I can become a great person. I can be a better person. I can defeat the Yetzirah like he defeated me. I can do it too. I think I once mentioned how the Zayda, my wife's grandfather, was living for a while in the home of the Chafetz Chaim, and he said the Chafetz Chaim, like many Kahanim, he could get angry, he had a temper, but you never see it. But you would find him sometimes a trying moment, challenging moment, walk into a corner and talk himself down from any anger. So there, the cast, he would say to himself, somebody is getting angry? Really? Look at you. He would literally talk himself out of that kind of incorrect reaction. Of course, there was a point in life where he already had attained an ease of getting there, but that was work. We should look to these tzaddikim and realize that if we work on ourselves, there's so much we can accomplish too. Lachmei lachmei. It's not that difficult. Sarat sila. Anything that challenges us, it's just a shadow. It's really not very real.
One time I was trying to make a connection with a certain rabbi, and he said to me, Shimon,